Don't want to waste another second. Along with me this morning, David England. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm well, sir.
You know, it's interesting because we were talking, you know, and what kind of got me thinking, well, I've been watching Bitcoin in this story, and it's always really eluded me, I'll be honest with you. And we were talking about the NFL star that wanted, you know, half his paycheck in Bitcoin or crypto cash. And what's interesting is regular folks have started reaching out to me. You know, the people right down, they were police officers. They work at the hospital and everything else, saying they're putting a little money in Bitcoin. And so let's start at the beginning. What is it? Because when I read about it, I'm wondering, how can a non-centralized group create value? I'm very curious about what exactly is it. I mean, I know what an ounce of gold is. I know what a dollar bill is. What's Bitcoin?
In the simplest form, Tom, it's a digital cyber currency. And let me explain to you this way. Most of your listeners either carry their money in a purse or a wallet. Picture a digital purse or wallet, let's call it a wallet, that the currency in that is a cyber currency. Now, we refer to Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin is just one of many hundreds of different cyber currencies that are out there. So it's that you work it through a digital wallet, and instead of cash, you use one of these cyber currencies, which was the most popular and largest so far is Bitcoin. So that's the easiest explanation that I can give.
How do you create value just because you've got a computer running somewhere? I mean, that really eludes me, David.
Well, it's all on supply and demand. With how much we have a finite number of Bitcoin out there as of right now. So the more demand it is, the more the price goes up. The less the demand, the price goes down. So same thing as the dollar that's in our current wallet. It's based on a fiat currency. It's not based on the gold. Remember what happened during the Nixon administration? We got off the gold standard years ago. So it's a fiat currency, and that's dependent on supply. Our dollar value is dependent on supply and demand and its worth versus other currencies.
All right. I'm not come through the phone yet. I guess that's going to be a process for me. Now, here's another point. And I noticed this during this NFL player saying, it gives me freedom. And he was talking about the U.S. government. Bitcoins are not subject to governmental control. I think that's another point that eludes me. You can create value. There's no centralized governmental control over this. And they're digitally secured, although I have heard about hackings where Bitcoin have been ripped off. So what can you tell me about this, well, Bitcoin, why it's so popular and this out of government control is such an important component to people?
Well, in addition to the two things that you said, let's also add another one. Being a digital currency, supposedly they're secured using a protected digital identity, and they're more accessible than the trading banking systems. Now, Tom, if we want to buy something on PayPal, Venmo, we can use cybersecurity. We can use Bitcoin. I'm setting up my website now. Whenever I start selling my memberships, people can go right on to PayPal, and instead of going through just Visa, whatever, they could pay for it on a monthly basis by using a fraction of a value of Bitcoin. That's one of the reasons why it is so popular. Now, the jury is out, and whenever we say it's not subject to government control, yes, that's what we read. I'm not qualified to know if that's 100% accurate, and nobody is until after the fact. Same thing with you can't gain access. Yes, I've read about hackings.
All right.
Don't really know what the truth is, but that's one of the reasons why it's so popular.
And when there's so much uncertainty in the world, there's also an attraction to this currency,
yes.
Whether it's political or whatever. But, you know, there are people are thinking, well, and I think part of this is subtext is $27 trillion in U.S. debt that is also making Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency popular.
Correct. Tom, we've always had the trade out there of what to invest in under uncertainty. You know, I've been coming on your show for, is it over a decade now?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. Believe it at that, and I'm so honored to be able to share my craft with people. Up until this point, we've had gold and silver and other things to invest in, and you know how much I am a silver guy. But whenever we take a look at what is the protective trade now, and by the way, gold and silver is not always a hedge against inflation, but that's for another show. We take a look at how much money has gone into Bitcoin. And by the way, when I buy Bitcoin or anybody, You can buy it with euros. You can buy it with dollars. You can buy it with other things. So I'm going to focus on the value of using the U.S. dollar. So I designed this chart. And by the way, if, with your permission, I can put this chart.
I wish you on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah, would you do that? That'd be great because visual does help.
Because, you know, we're going to talk about numbers, but I'm going to do this real quick. If we go back in for whenever the bull run started, the current bull run in March 24th when the panic selling ended, the market, the S&P, is only up, only up 66%. Gold is up 24%. Silver is up 108%. Now, this is in U.S. dollars. Bitcoin in U.S. dollars is up 422%. And that's one of the reasons why it's so popular. But, Tom, it is very, very risky. Let's just go back and take a look. I'm just going to throw some quick stats out. I'll make this quick. In 2017, whenever it ran into the end of the year, it was up over 2,000%. But then it fell back down in 2018. In 2019, it ran another 300%. Then it fell back down to about three-fourths of that, dropped 73%. The rally from the March lows up until just last week was up 871%. Keep one thing in mind. Is this risky? You better believe it. Would I put all my money in this for retirement? Absolutely not. At some point in time, there's going to be profit-taking. Bitcoin is not for the faint of heart. So, yes, when we see this much of a run, people are always going to be gravitating to that. But one of the reasons why is I do believe that the money that's normally gone into gold and silver is now going into cryptocurrencies, namely Bitcoin, Ripple, and a few others.
People who have already invested in Bitcoin are sending questions, and here's one that I find interesting. They say the reason why they're one of the reasons why they're buying is because there are only 21 million coins available, with only 11% or less left. Do we sell or hold when the prices drop? I'm leaning towards holding.
Well, Tom, as you well know, I don't do buy or sell recommendations, but to answer that person's question, yes, it goes back to there's a finite number of why is it going up? Because they can't just print it money like the Treasury does. As it, you know, there's mining, and that's another show. That's a completely different topic. It's really, really deep. But my answer to that person is how much is enough? If you're up 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, what would it, and by the way, that's just up in value. You've not made a penny until you lock some of those profits in. And then with that situation, you have to ask yourself the tax part of it. Is it a taxable account or is it a non-taxable account? So many times people don't consider, yeah, I'm up 300 or 400%. They lock in their profits, but they don't realize the tax hit they're going to have. At this point in time, what would it hurt? And by the way, this isn't a recommendation. But if it's tax feasible, with the low tax base that we have now, what would it hurt to take some off the table?
Here's another question. Does David agree with J.P. Morgan Chase that prices will rise into the $145,000 range in the near future since large financial institutions are buying some of this to back up their assets? That's an interesting question.
From J.P. Morgan, they're the smartest on the block, and as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's going to go up to that, that's a crapshoot. Who knows? It could go up higher than that in time, but we don't know. That's an unknown. Many times we will hear stories like that so that, you know, marketing 101, what do? The biggest goal is to take something away from somebody that makes them want it even more. So I would like to see how they base what they base that number on. But also that same article went in that question. Where, at what point in time do the institutions really come in? Those are the people that really move the market.
All right, there's a lot of different kinds of coin. Okay,
yes,
there's grayscale and all these different. There's different types of coin, but there's also different groups who can hold your coin. Now, this next question comes from a listener concerned about the security of their Bitcoin, saying, "Can someone pirate or steal your Bitcoin if it's held with a company like Coinbase or Robinhood?" I'm totally unfamiliar with these companies, but I guess the issue of question is here: who has your wallet? I guess would be the question, right?
Well, first of all, those wallets are very, very secure. Imagine the run on Bitcoin if all of a sudden those wallets start to get hacked. Now we get into the protection of it. I'm not going to say they're 100% secure because that's an absolute. There's people out there right now that are thinking, how can they break into any system? And by the way, those people are far ahead than the legislation to protect it. But keep in mind, why are people going into Bitcoin? Because of they don't have to worry about a lot of the rules and laws per government entities. So let's go back to that J.P. Morgan story.
Sure.
J.P. Morgan also said, and Jamie Dimon said that one of his biggest areas that he's thinking about buying into in 2021 and ahead, which we're into now, is the blockchain. The blockchain, that's the structure that bitcoins and cybersecurities use. That's like the foundation. Those are the things that I really get excited about. Why? Because there's different exchange-traded funds that I could consider. And by the way, I'm putting that into a special report that sometime next week I'm going to be sending out to all my followers. And so, but it is an in-depth special report. I'm continuing to work on that. With that being said, if you want to put Bitcoin in, and I know you probably got some questions, and I know we're really governed by time here, Tom. If you want to put Bitcoin or cyber security, digital security in your IRA, it's not as easy as just buying it and putting it in your Roth. It's doable, or your traditional, but you have to deal with an intermediary, and there's other steps involved. Can you do it? Yes. So that's why some people are looking at the technology, the blockchain technology, and going the ETF route on that instead of buying the Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency in itself. There's all kinds of options out there, Tom.
Can I go out and mine Bit? And I've seen this on Google Play apps where you can mine Bitcoin. Is there a brief way to explain mining this coin and exactly where Bitcoin and other digital currency, where it's created and how it's created? Because you can go on, you'll see the reviews on the apps are terrible, by the way, because it gets you so little.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you mine money on the internet?
To answer your question, no, that's a half day seminar, Tom.
I kind of thought it might be.
And I'm not passing the buck, but I don't want to get in the tall grass on that subject matter. Just know that you could go at it, but it is extremely energy
intensive.
The answer is yes. There's people that's got to be set up to do that. I don't worry about the mining. What I will do is I will monitor Bitcoin, and I don't have to buy it with the U.S. dollars. I can do an exchange and buy it with euros or some other things. But I'll focus more on how can I make money with it. Just like you, sometime today, everybody in this listening or between now and Friday is going to use their credit card or their debit card.
Now, that's what I call cryptocurrency.
Is it really important to know the 100 steps that's involved with that?
Right.
Well, that's the same thing with like mining, yes.
A mutual friend of ours, Mr. Carl Ortel, used to often say, why is it you constantly have to know how the television works? You can't you just turn it on and enjoy it? Well, apparently I can't. So here's what I'd like to do, David. Apparently, yep. This is a big thing with a lot of people. Can we make an appointment, you and I, to come back and talk more about this and maybe do it at one of the longer time segments?
I think that would be some, you know, my schedule's working 3 and 4 weeks out for JPF and your listeners, you bet. And it would also be good to get that special report out, and that will answer a lot of these questions. But you better believe, by the way, Bitcoin is the number three highest subject matter on Google searches right now.
Is it because of uncertainty in the future? And is that what you think?
Oh, most definitely. If you take a look at uncertainty with the story, and I know you're going to ask this. I know we got time constraints. The story that people are not talking about today is what happened yesterday with the 10-year note. And it has jumped up, so that means that more money is going in to buy the note. Supply and demand, the price of the note goes down, the yield goes up. I'm not going to say it's the biggest story today because there's plenty of stories today, but right. That's the biggest story that probably won't be discussed.